talking, dating, and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment. With Kat
and Pat.
Hey!
It's Cuckoo Lulu La La La.
It's Patrick Regan, and this is Seek Treatment,
a podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love. I'm so happy to see you. You know what? It's so beautiful. And I want to talk about this. Basically, we tried to record an episode last week, and I was triggered by a sentence that my friend said.
Yeah.
It actually put me in such a bad mood. And keep in mind, the sentence was absolutely kind. It had nothing to do with me. I was so triggered by said sentence that I actually had a full-blown meltdown, decided I wasn't mentally stable enough to do the podcast, and just kind of laid in bed crying for the rest of the day. But it was actually probably healing.
And yesterday I had a fever.
Right, you had your own.
But not COVID. Got PCR.
You know, this is all to say, this third time's the charm. We didn't release an episode last week because of my mental instability.
But I'm basically... But also, it's like podcasts take breaks every...
I know, and it's beautiful and natural.
Every time I go online on my app, Instagram, I'm seeing messages. Uh-huh. I'm saying we're taking breaks this week. I'm like, okay, it's cool that your
Let us take breaks.
I'm like, it's cool that your mom lets you. Like, Allison's like my mom that never let me, like you,
play outside.
It's like in high school, and like there's certain people that literally are sick, like out sick, like one day a week. You know what I mean?
Know. My mom was never that
like,
one.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous of you. Like,
I know, TBT. I have so much to tell you.
Tell me it.
You know what I'm doing right now? I've done something kind of interesting, which is I'm in the mountains alone with my parents, and the days are exceptionally long, I have to share. I've been waking up at like 7. The sun doesn't set till about 9, and I have to say, God. I've been in one of those moods where you're like, can the sun just fucking like cool it? Like, go down, girl.
Yeah.
Downward dog. So I've been a little bit depressed and bored, and I'm trying to sit with my feelings, and I'm trying to process all my trauma. Not making fun of, I literally am traumatized from two amazing things that happened to me over the course of the past 2 years. And I was literally Googling, like after I got off the phone with you, I was crying to Pat on the phone, which is so sweet because he's always sweet. Even if he's like, okay, that's enough. He's
no,
sweet
to listen.
He's
like,
No. You're always so nice to listen. I think it's more like, yeah. It's just, it's rare that I have a full meltdown, but sometimes you can't stop it.
No, you can't.
I haven't had one in a while. Anyway, so after my meltdown, I was Googling stretches to release trauma. And in a humiliating turn of events, I guess my Google account is linked to the TV in my brother's apartment. So he sent me a screenshot of like my recent YouTube searches.
It's so crazy. How it's like a Google account can be connected to a TV. Like what?
What year is it? I know, like, they're letting anyone connect to anything.
They're letting any single person connect to any single thing.
I know.
Guess what flick I saw?
What?
Recently. The flick that maybe you've seen commercials for, which I saw commercials for, and it made me want to see it. The Black Phone starring Ethan Hawke.
Literally haven't heard of that. It sounds completely fake. What is that?
It's okay. It's so up my alley. It's about...
But you know, I love, love, love Ethan Hawke.
Well, I kind of do until I saw him give this speech at the Gotham War. Hashtag the Gotham Awards. And I was like, oh, enough is enough, Ethan Hawke.
What did he say that it was annoying to you?
I don't know. He was giving this speech like in celebration of Peter Dinklage. And you know when someone like really wants you to know they're friends with someone to the point where they give a speech about them at the Gotham Awards?
Is that kind of like the Maggie Gyllenhaal pipeline to bikini joke pipeline?
Yeah, well, it was that was kind of the energy of the night. It was everyone trying to prove they were everything to everyone, and
it never stops, does it? We're all just trying to post with someone on Insta. My favorite,
the black is set in the 70s, and it's about a small town in which all the kids are actually getting kidnapped by someone that is going by the Grabber.
Is the poster like a scary face?
Yeah, and so the Grabber...
I kind of saw that on the subway, and I was like, Ethan Hawke.
And so he has a mask, and then what happens is one kid gets kidnapped, and then there's a broken payphone in the basement where he keeps the kids, but it keeps ringing, and the past victims are calling on the phone, giving him pointers on how to escape from the Grabber. And he has to learn how to stand up for himself against not only the grabber, but bullies at school.
He's called the grabber. That's the best they got over there in Hollywood, California, USA. The grabber. What if we just call him the grabber? That's my new impression that I love that I'm getting on SNL for. But I'm doing that impression.
It was really scary and suspenseful and all the good stuff.
All the yummy gooey ooey.
Yeah,
you know what I watched? Cool. I've been having a disease lately where I can't watch a single thing on television or movie, but I actually decided to dive headfirst into the new Apple series Loot, which stars two of my friend of the pod, of course, Joelkin Boster, and my literal one of my number one girlies from high school, who is still one of my besties, Stephanie Stiles.
Maya.
And Maya, of course, I went to high school with. But we watched, and friend of the pod Nick Lehman wrote on it, so it's triumvirate of me. I'm Gotham aboarding this program right now by pretending to be really good friends with everyone. I'm making sure you know that I'm friends with three people.
I will support Joel. And
Joel's so good in it. I was
to the end of the earth. He's so good at everything. Yeah, run, don't walk.
He's good at everything. He's.
I'll say this to my listeners: run, don't walk to Joel's projects and consume them.
I think they already are, but it really is like. You know, he's such a good joke writer, but then watching him in this too, I was like, oh, he's such a good actor. Like, he's so grounded.
Yeah.
Anyway, shout out to Loot and shout out to Stephanie. I can't wait to watch more Eppies. But I'm having such a weird scientific moment. I just ordered this dress online, and then I opened my phone and I saw a picture of Lord wearing it. And I don't know.
Oh, my God.
If that's what I wanted, exactly.
And he said to Lord, you wear those shoes and I will wear that dress.
Lord, you wear that dress and I will wear the same dress. Oh,
yeah, that's how the song should go if it was real.
If it was real, actually, for once. What have you been doing? So you were at Straight Phi Eye?
I mean, years ago now, at this point, years ago.
Now, but let me ask you this. Should we be scared of monkeypox? Let me ask you that.
I don't know if we should. I don't know if we shouldn't, but I want to publicly come forward as believing science, and whatever that means for this is...
Me too. Whatever they tell me to do, I'll absolutely do, and c'est la vie.
This weekend, I was out on Long Island for my sister's grad. My sister graduated college, and so, like, it was
her congratulations.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it fun? So, did you feel proud?
I felt proud. I felt proud during Pride, but not of being gay. I felt proud of my sister for graduating college. How about that?
That's a really straight thing to be proud of. That's fucked up.
And yeah, then I came back and I left, obviously, my wallet and a pair of my favorite running shorts on Long Island. So now I'm kind of figuring out, like, am I going to go back out there to reclaim my things or not?
You know what? You know how magnets work?
God, so peripherally do I know how magnets work.
I feel like you have your magnets turned the wrong way between you and your wallet.
It literally
just repels, wherever you go, it is repelling away from you at all times.
I know. Thank God, though, that my debit wasn't in it, so I have my debit. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. A loose debit is so sad to me. It's like, keep that girl tucked in tight.
I know.
The summer of 2016, I was always flying around with my loose debit.
So actually, it's really powerful right now because what's going on is that my personal debit like stopped working a little while ago because it was like a fraud thing. So I had to get a new debit. So I had those two debits, then I have my business account debit. So, and I keep accidentally putting them in three separate three panels. So I open my wallet. I'm presented with three strong women in each different panel. My old debit, my new debit, my business debit. Like Destiny's Child staring at me. It's like the Pepsi commercial. It's pink. It's Father, Britney. Son, it's Beyonce.
They're ghost.
And they all, it is incredible. It's a beautiful image. When I open my wallet and see three strong, gorgeous debits staring at me in their own right, and like, it's an incredible image. It's an incredible image. That's why I don't want to throw out my old ones. It'll ruin it.
I know, but let me ask you this. What, do you have a credit? Do you use credit cards?
I have to get a credit card. I've never had one. Ever since the old Navy
That's
man
shocking.
Told me.
I mean, it took me a while.
Ever since the old Navy man told me I couldn't have one. Oh, I have to do, like,
you can definitely have one.
I have to do taxi things today. Like,
oh,
it's like it never ends with taxes. You think it's like
it
one
never
month. You think it's 1 month and it's over, but
oh my God. Every month I get an email from my accountant saying, Hello, miss. It's time to send money for no reason, miss.
Yeah.
not to sound like a Republican, because Republicans, of course, have ruined life for everyone.
Yeah.
It's just so bizarre. Like, it's so bizarre. It's so bizarre that someone would be obsessed with controlling if I have a baby or not. I'm just so pissed. It's the meltdown was also in relation to that. Like, that was the day that I had my meltdown. It was like, I was feeling powerless, you know, trigger warning, but I was just feeling like all the time, trigger warning sexual assault, I guess I'll say, all the times that like, all the times that a guy's like accidentally slipped it in, or he's like, oh shit, I came, or he's like, oh, you should get plan B. Like, just, I know every woman, like I've had so many instances like that were so awful and upsetting, and like it makes me so, like, my body's on fire, like I get so angry.
Yeah.
It's just really upsetting and scary, and especially like knowing that the state where I grew up, like, you literally just can't get an abortion anymore. It's just shocking.
Yeah. And you can't,
so anyways,
you can't even be there.
You can't even, there's nothing you can do there, but it's my home, you know. It's scary. Anyways, the point is, Republicans need the literal, they need the aliens to like come down and like suck out their whatever organs making them act like that. You know what I'm saying?
So, you know, there's this road race in Rhode Island that I always think about running. It's like by Angela's parents' house. And I was like, let me just peek at the last few years of results. Let me see what usually wins it. It's a 10-mile race. And so I'm looking at previous years. I'm scrolling, and who do I see in about like sixth place one year? But Tommy Consalvo, famous,
no,
famous brother of Carly Consalvo. And so, yeah, I was like, wow, we're all connected.
We're all connected.
Do you ever see that movie with Lily Tomlin? And like, maybe his name is like Jason Schwartz or something. That
Jason Schwartzman is my favorite
Jason Schwartzman.
Short king. Sexy.
Do you ever see that movie and like Naomi Watts is even in it? And even someone like Hugh Law is in it? It's about like it's like existential, and they're like, we're all connected. What movie is that? I Heart Huckabees.
That was such, you know what that is for me? It's such a one that I would walk by at Blockbuster and be like, that's not for me. I don't get it. Because I was like a kid child.
For me, it was one that I think like I was walking around Blockbuster. I remember like in the area of Blockbuster that it was like, mm-hmm. you can buy these ones if you want and keep them. Blockbuster had a section that was like, actually, you can even just buy these ones and keep
them.
My
parents would definitely never let us do that.
My
mom doesn't like having stuff in the house. My house is pretty empty.
Anyways, when I was like young, I think I tried to have like a collection of movies as like, I think that's something that gay children will do. They'll try to own movies as like to have something about themselves.
Sure, armor. Even.
I'm a developmental sociologist. And, so I bought I Heart Huckabees and I owned it on DVD.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's a movie about existential, and Naomi Watts even is in it.
Yeah.
That's the review. That's Pat's review.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. Maybe I'll dive in. I have a very visceral memory of going to see Mulan in theaters and coming home in my bed. Have I talked about this? And just like violently sobbing, because it would be so long before it would go to Blockbuster, and it'd be so long before I could see Mulan again.
Oh my God. Did I ever tell
Now let me
this?
Tell you this.
Did I ever tell you about
no.
this?
No. No, you didn't. Go ahead.
A time me and my brother were sitting around watching Doug. The famous show Doug. And my dad came in. And he is like, hey, so we can do one of two. This is the best moment of my life. He goes, you could do one of two things tonight. We could either keep sitting here watching Doug. And hey, Doug's a great show. You know, Doug's a really funny show. Or we can go to the movies and see The Lion King.
Oh, fuck me up, Zaddy.
It was so good. My cousins and I ate taco about the food court. It was so good. And it was the time when Taco Bell was giving Animorphs shit out in their Happy Meals. So we got Animorphs shit. It was like the best day of my life.
That's so incredible.
The Lion King. But my grandma, who's passed now, Catherine, she's passed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pat, my mom keeps talking about how much she loves you. She's just like, she's like, Pat, he's so easy, and
he's
so smart,
you know,
and impressive, and you know, he's just so, I really hope he comes back to Houston.
I want
to
come back. I want to come back. I, but you know what?
My, also, my mom was like, my mom was like, oh, and we didn't do the podcast yesterday. My mom, I think one of my parents was like, maybe Pat's hungover. They said, maybe you were hungover from Pride stuff. I said, well, he doesn't drink, remember? And they're like, oh, that's right. And they're like, that's so impressive. My mom was like, that's so impressive. I could never do that. My dad was like, you guys should try. And we were like, no.
You guys should try.
I'm reading a screenwriting book, which is LOL. And the guy keeps talking about like going to Blockbusters to like rent stuff. And it's just, it's at, well, you know, it's so funny. I'm reading the classic, Save the Cat.
Oh, yeah. Should I read that? No.
Well, here's what I'll say. I went to a screening. Did I already say this? For this movie was screening in Tribeca. And in the movie, it was really, what was it called? Wes Schlagenhoff is Dying. It was really great. I really enjoyed it. And in the movie, they keep talking about Save the Cat. And so they were giving out copies of it at the after party. Oh my God. I'm so excited for our guest. I'm getting dripping wet horny for our guest, but he is not connected to audio. Now, this guest, I'm just tantalized. It's my sweet little angel. Put your ears open for the fabulous Casey Thomas Brown.
Oh my God. This is a true honor.
Now, can you hear us okay?
What?
Can you hear us all right? Because we're going to be doing our thing. Yeah, we're going to be doing our best.
I have like these AirPod Pros in, which give me like nausea. I get like, yeah, vomit. They're for... I put them in and I feel like I might. They make me really nervous. But can you hear me?
Of course.
Yeah. You know, of course, girl.
I have AirPods, but do you know that I never use them?
I know. For some reason, I think they're like not allowed for podcasting.
I don't understand how they would relate to my mic, my AirPods. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Well, Bluetooth connects everything. I feel like everything. They shouldn't be.
Oh, sorry. What was that?
When it comes to
maybe they're not working.
When it comes to my AirPods and my mic, I just do feel like it's like when you have two friends that like don't know each other. It's like I don't want to hang out with them together because I don't want them to worry about if they get along. My AirPods and my mic.
Absolutely. I always feel like I'm going to get mugged with these AirPods, and even if I'm not on a street, I just feel like they're so claustrophobic and
totally
intent. They're intent. I don't. The noise canceling, I don't think is for me. I might exchange them.
Totally.
I feel like this is my big existential crisis.
The noise canceling.
Oh wait,
is really
just
grown
talking
on
about
me.
Existential. Do the famous.
Do you believe
movie
in existential?
due to the famous existential movie, I Heart Huckabees, which I bought from Blockbuster at an early age.
Oh God, I love that movie so much.
I've never even seen it.
Thank you for coming through and saying that, because my friend Catherine wasn't saying that.
Doesn't Kat like historically say I've never seen that movie? Well, didn't we discuss it once and you're like, I'm never gonna watch that movie. I don't know.
No, I'd watch that movie. I think historically I've never seen like most movies.
Yeah.
Right. My friend recently said to me, like, you just don't like movies, I realized. And I was like, that's actually so true. They're so long. You have to sit for so long. It's always like Frances McDormand on a bus.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm just like, enough.
But how do we reconcile loving acting and hating the films?
Well, I like the films sometimes, but hate acting, which is so interesting.
Acting is like a disgusting thing.
Though I did when I saw, in case you'll be finding this out now, when I saw in theaters The Black Phone starring Ethan Hawke recently, it was this movie where I knew how long it was, and it was an hour and 42 minutes, so I knew with previews what time it would probably be ending. And it's a classic, like, captured movie where there's, like, someone who's been captured and, like, they're trying to get out. And so, you know, those are always suspenseful. They're always trying to sneak out, and you're always having to worry the person's gonna, like, wake up and find them sneaking out. So you do start to get really stressed, but there's something really, really, really deeply wrong with my bladder. And so I did keep having to pee.
Same.
But when I was having to pee, I was like, oh, this is great. So peeing will probably take like 3 minutes. That means I'm going to come back. Like, he's going to be probably getting out soon. You know what I mean? You kind of like working against the clock because you're feeling so stressed. You're like, I'm only going to have to feel this stress for about 40 more minutes. And then he's, you know, let's be honest. Usually they get out in these movies. So I'm like, and then he'll probably be like getting out pretty soon. Like, so I kept having to pee, but it was like really good. It was really good. It was like, oh, this is great. This is great. This is going to really eat up some time.
Right. Awesome. Oh, I love that. And was he out? Was
that bad? Well, spoiler alert, if you don't want to know if the person gets out in Black Phone, listeners can close their ears, but yeah, of course he gets out. Of course he gets out in the Black Phone.
Whew.
Yeah.
Now who's who? What's the Black Phone? What's she all about?
Wait, Catherine, you have to.
I thought you were saying Black Hawk the whole time.
No. I'm not saying. I know what you're talking about. I'm saying no. Is there a phone? Is there a black telephone that comes?
Yeah, the disconnected phone where the past victims are calling and giving him clues on how to.
Escape. Not only can I not watch a movie, I can't even listen to someone talk about a movie.
I have never seen that. No offense. I'm sure. It's
that
great
movie's thing. So up my alley.
Now, Casey, I'm so excited to have you on the pod. We have to share that we really had what I would call an all-American love story, in which you are both playing the funny part in a indie rom-com in Mexico, and you just fall in love.
Oh God, it was like love at first sight. We like lived next to each other, and
it was magical.
Cancun.
We were around Cancun, but you know, I just realized actually it's not an indie movie at all, is it? It's gonna be on. Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus. It was like the best time ever, right?
It was absolutely psycho. I feel like I'd admired you from afar for so many years because you're so funny online.
Well, thank you.
We have a million muchis, but then to really connect in such a absolutely raw, creative.
It was amazing. We were at an all-inclusive resort that we could not leave for 6 weeks.
That's
6 weeks.
I've always wanted to go. I've always wanted to go somewhere all-inclusive. I've never been to.
You would hate it. It's disgusting.
I've never been to a space that's all-inclusive or even at all-inclusive.
It's like every person with a shoulder tattoo from like Ottawa to Iowa that's like in their 40s that maybe never went on spring break is just like living it up.
Yeah. Are there frozens around?
There's frozens around. You mean
but
frozen
not...
cocktails?
Yeah, I mean like
it's like if you like really, really watered down, really sugary cocktails and you want to have like 14 of them, that's the place mm-hmm. for you.
Well, that's your place. Also, if you don't want Mexican food in Mexico, it's your place. Like, they only have Asian fusion restaurants.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like catch. Very much like cruise ship energy, but stuck on land.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Well, I've never been on a cruise ship event either.
Me neither.
You would hate
thing.
It.
Have yeah. you, Kat?
I have been on it. My college a cappella group was the entertainment on a cruise years ago, and it was so also like most of us weren't 21 yet, so we had to sneak booze onto the boat, and we only could bring Everclear, so we'd like be at this cruise ship dinner like putting Everclear in our Dr. Peppers, just being like fucked up and no one had cell service. In love with this guy. I was in love with this guy.
Wait, Casey, are you in New York?
I'm in LA.
Wow.
But I will, yes.
Casey's
yes,
really yes, a New yes. York heart, but he's been in LA for so long.
I literally almost wore my Zabar's hat on this pod just so I could be like, I miss New York. Oh my God. That's like what I wear to like signify, like, I don't wait for crosswalks. You know what I mean? I'm like, I love it.
Can I ask you something as an LA denizen? Whenever I go to LA, you know, I'm haunted by the specter of these rumors I've heard since literally the second I came out of my mother's gorgeous womb. The second I got there, the second I got out of there, my personal doctor was like, okay, ma'am, it's a boy, and then looked at me and said, you know, in LA they give you tickets so you jaywalk, and literally from that second until this second, every single person I've ever met has only said that sentence to me. And then whenever I'm in LA, I'm like, you better not jaywalk, because like everyone always says you get a ticket. Then I do jaywalk. I actually end up having to get to my things on time, because that's the world we live in, and I've never had a problem with it. So why is everyone always saying that?
I feel like it's just further punishing people for walking in LA. It's like this myth that walking in LA, like, people look at you strange if you're just like walking to get coffee.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a peripatetic culture. So, you know, it's one of my favorite words. But no one walks here. So I feel like jaywalking is as dangerous as like not jaywalking. It's all criminalized.
Totally. Interesting.
Theoretically.
So yeah.
So, Casey, on this pod, we like to ask everyone just one quick question. Who were you?
Who are you?
And who do you want to be?
Oh, my God. I should have thought about that. I'm a fun little gay boy who loves hats. I think I've always been that. I think I want to be, like, draped in linen, like,
we have to slow it down. We have to go back.
Where are you from?
Back to the beginning.
Please.
Where are you
even from? Where are you even from?
I'm from Montana.
I've been thinking a lot about Montana lately for a couple of different reasons.
What are the reasons? Do you watch Yellowstone?
I don't watch Yellowstone.
I tried to. I got bored.
I don't want to see like slow pans of mountains. You know, I'm sure it's a beautiful film. Cinematography is amazing, but not for me.
I'm willing to watch I want to go on the record and say I'm willing to watch Yellowstone, like, if I get bored enough. Like, don't put it past me. I just watched the last three seasons of This Is Us for no reason. So don't ever put anything past me ever in a million years. a couple of reasons I've been thinking about Montana. One, because I flew and I'm always looking at like the flight tracker to see like where I'm flying over, and then I'm always zooming out and being like, wait, where are what states again? Like, I just, whenever I'm on a flight, I'm looking at the flight tracker and I'm learning geography and I'm saying, where are these states? Like, what are they? Like, where is what? Where does everything go?
So, right.
And for some reason, my eyes always pulled to Montana. I'm always, oh, that's where Montana is. Mm-hmm. You gotta be kidding me.
Sorry, it can sometimes be lumped in with like the Minnesotas and the Michigans of the world, and it's not.
More of a, you know, Nebraska, Dakota. It's in that clique. It's in that
group. Like the West, not the Midwest. You know what I mean? Number two,
I follow a woman called McKenna Morley who ran for Colorado, and now she runs for ASICS and she does train by herself in Montana where she grew up and lived. Number three is that there's this like male steeper chaser who I've been watching in USA and NCAAs. He keeps being like towards the front, this Montana guy, I forget his name now.
Oh wow, very fast. Yeah, McKenna Morley is from like where I grew up. We're from the same.
Do you know?
I don't know. I always like see my like childhood theater director being like, McKenna Morley, you make me proud. Oh, and then I like went on a she's like from the ski hill that I grew up on.
Oh my god.
Oh, this, how quaint.
For us to know the same person from Montana is really crazy.
It's really beautiful.
Yeah, it's really kooky. It's a quaint little village.
Did she participate in the dark arts theater when she was a child?
I don't know enough about her.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, wait, am I conflating her with a skier who's also from there? But I'm not. I'm pretty positive she's from there. Because I remember being like, okay. Was she in like the Olympics or something?
She wasn't in the Olympics, but she did compete at the Olympic trials. And she did compete. And she has run some good halves in recent years. I would say she got ninth in NCAA cross. I would say she's having a better pro career than you might have thought when she was coming out of college, but I kind of always knew that she was gonna have a good pro career at longer distances. Yeah.
And I was thinking the exact same thing the whole time.
Yeah.
You've been saying that for years about McKenna Morley. Yeah, you really have. No, she's actually from my hometown. I just confirmed on the goo.
Oh, we had a fact check.
Yeah, I had to do a little fact check. Yeah, she's from
So Casey, what was high school Casey like?
I was like very into acting
from
a very early age. I was I'd always like brag that I worked at the community theater, not just the like high school theater. You know, I was like a National Honor Society. I didn't drink in high school. I was like very
good boy.
I was a good boy, and then I went to college.
Did you hook in high school?
This is
our famous question.
What's that?
Did you hook in high school?
Did I hook?
Did you hook up?
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Oh,
dabbled. Yeah. I had one gorgeous, gorgeous night with a lady on Friday the 13th.
Let's go.
The curse is real. Yeah, the curse is real.
This is a question that I want to make a perennial segment, which is I have a question for you, Casey, which is how gay did you act when you were how gay did you act?
I think I was like the gayest person alive. I like dressed up as Joan Rivers for our talent show when I was like 10.
And there was a girl I want to ride his car. Guy dressed up as Joan Rivers, I want to ride his car.
That guy's got a nice cock like that. Yeah, it was like, I don't think I could have physically been gayer. I made our high school do this secret garden so I could play that little gay boy.
Oh,
he's gay, right? I was like, I think the gayest person alive.
The videos of you that you've shared online of like little you dressing up and doing like character pieces is literal beautiful moving art. It's so funny.
Thank you. Yeah, that's like, you know, reclaiming my inner child work.
It's so sweet. Well, it is the kind of thing where it's like you watch that and then you're like, oh, well, now it's like exactly what you're doing now.
And literally there's no difference in what I did then. And just like put on a wig and talk shit to someone is pretty much my craft, I would say. But yeah, I was like the gayest little child alive. I was like, you know, I tap danced. When people are like, oh, you're from Montana, you must ride horses. And so I was like, no.
It's like, try you must tap dance.
Yeah, try tap dancing and being the little boy and Annie get your gun. You know, it was just like, I was fully into that.
Yeah.
So.
And when did you go ahead and come out as gay?
I came out as a gay homosexual fagoot when I was 18.
Cool.
I was like,
beautiful.
Yeah.
The day you were legal. You're like, guess what?
The day
guess
I got legal. Guess what else?
You're like, I'm coming out as both. I'm coming out as two things, gay and barely legal.
I'm legal
barely
plus.
Barely legal. No, I went to college when I was like 17.
Oh, so right, then, your early escape.
Yeah, I like made a flea. And then everyone in college was like, oh, you're gay, right? And I was like, no. Look at that girl, gorgeous. And and then I was like, oh, yeah, no, I'm definitely gay.
What school did you go to? What college did you go to?
I went to USC.
SC?
University USC. Of Southern California. USC.
Oh, cool.
Can you imagine if I just said SC?
I went to SC, dude.
I went to SC.
I thought that's what you said. And how come you went when you were 17? Though even I went when I was 17 because I have a late birthday. But why did you?
Oh, yeah. I they had this program that let 25 kids in a year early.
Oh,
and I was like, I want to be in LA. And like, you know, I didn't really give a shit about school.
Yeah.
I was just like, I got to be in LA. And that was the only way my parents would let me.
Are you
saying,
did you feel connected to the other 24?
Yeah. Yeah, I was just in a wedding and there were two of them were in some of the
25. Oh, were you at that wedding that Alex was at in Utah?
I was not. That looked gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to rub it in that you weren't there. Were you just at that wedding that you were not?
No, I wasn't at that wedding, but I did look at those pictures obsessively. No, I was at a wedding in Dallas, your home state.
Oh, how was that?
It was June in Dallas.
It was June, and that's tough.
June, it was gorgeous. The wedding was really, really fun.
I could never go somewhere where it was so hot every day. I never could do it.
It was so hot. I couldn't either. I like cold. Like I like to be in a turtleneck and like I don't like the heat. The beach stresses me out.
Yeah.
Unless I'm like we're in Kat and I were in Mexico and you're like living stuck not stuck, but graciously present on the beach. That I can do. But like lugging the bag in the ice chest,
totally.
It's not for me.
Oh no, no. It's a nightmare.
No, I don't do it.
So then you left Call to do a movie, right?
I did. I did a Civil War movie with a bunch of British people and met my first love and then dropped out of college.
Who was your first love?
His name is, I can say.
Up to you. We can bleep it.
Augustus Prue.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah, good name.
What was he like?
Good name. So sweet, so British. He's an actor as well. He's the best.
He's married to Jeffrey Self-Pat.
Oh my god!
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
It's officially okay. Now it officially.
Now the world's tiny.
Now it officially is a small world. Now it officially
it's very
is a small world.
It's a super small world. But yeah, we like shot this movie in Canada, and I was like, oh my god, I'm in a real movie. I am like, it's happening. It's all starting. Yeah. And then I don't think I worked again for like 4 years, 3 years or something insane. And I was like, okay, well, that was wrong. I misread that. The Civil War movie had no battle scenes, which I think is a pretty crucial element for a Civil War film.
What was it? All just like strategy talks?
There was like not about battle. That was like the thing. It was like Romeo and Juliet in the Civil War. I was Romeo, which is funny. Yummy. And I ended up falling in love with Juliet's brother.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Wait, really?
Yeah, it was sweet. It was fun.
Wait, in the, real life. In the movie, though, did the movie have that?
Oh, no, no, no. The movie is like
the movie stayed straight.
The movie is like Americana. Like,
did the movie have that? The movie have that extra twist?
The movie was like, I've heard of art imitating life, but yes, I don't think so.
My favorite story from that movie, like the guy I ended up dating, he and I had a scene where we were supposed to ride horses, and we both had kind of lied at our ability to ride horses in the audition, and they realized we couldn't ride horses, so the scene changed to us just brushing the horse's hair, which is, I think, like the funniest thing ever. So now there's a scene where we're supposed to be like galloping, and we're just sitting there like brushing the horse's hair.
Well, yeah, it's like, don't write a movie where everyone needs to like have to know how to ride a horse.
You know? Riding a horse is scary. They're really, horses are so much taller than you'd even think.
It's like there's so many stories. There's so many stories to be told about people not riding horses that, like, we don't, if it's, just don't even put it in, you know what I mean?
Please, if I see a script and they're, like, running around in the future, I feel like, why in the future are we always running around? I'm, like, I'm out. Or if there's like a horse galloping, or I don't like guns.
There's nothing worse than when I get a breakdown. It's like, she's like, it's like late 20s, super fit, athletic. I'm like, okay, so I'm not getting the part. Like, don't make me do this. It's humiliating.
Action lady running around. I'm like, not interested.
SOS.
But then when did things start picking back up for you? When did you meet Chloe?
I just shared this one thing. I was supposed to do a self-tape recently, but the self-tape called for the person to do a bird call. And I was like, yeah, I'm obviously not putting myself on tape doing a bird call. So good luck getting, like, you know what I mean? If you promise me that I'll get the part and get $1 million for doing it, then maybe I would do it. Maybe.
What even is a bird call?
It left it up to your interpretation. It left it up to your. So Casey, you probably should have done that. You probably should have gotten the part because you just nailed that.
There's like an infamous jingle where I grew up with like Ronan Sports and Western Montana's Great Outdoor Store, and they obviously had like a woman, a regional theater actress, do that bird call probably 100,000 takes, and that's the only one I know.
I don't have a part of myself that can like let go enough to just like do a bird call on tape. Like I can't physically. It feels like when this is what it would feel like. You know when you're watching like if you've ever seen like any kind of equestrian and the horse keeps running up to the gate like it's gonna jump over it and then it keeps backing up like right before it gets there and it has some kind of mental block, that would be me trying to do a bird call on a self tape. Like I would keep trying and then right when I got to it, I'm not gonna do this.
I feel like that's one for our Pat and I have a Venn diagram of things that are the same and different, and in our Venn diagram I would feel comfortable doing a bird call on tape and Pat would not feel
I would be I'm also now just like picturing who the like studio bird call woman will be that like comes in to consult. And I'm like very curious what her vibe is, you know.
That's a Casey Thomas Brown character.
I'm like, gotta write that down.
I'm remembering something. Wait, what?
My friend's remembering.
Wait, I'm accessing a memory, but I'm needing to.
A memory's being unlocked by my friend.
Yeah, we were doing in junior year English. Is Polonius in something besides Hamlet? Is there a character named Polonius in a play besides Hamlet?
No, are you thinking of Pontius Pilate?
I'm definitely not thinking of Pontius Pilate. I'm a devout Christian and know everything.
A devout, my devout Pilate Catholic
and the plays
king.
That he chooses to be a character in.
Did he kill Jebus?
He was like the one who was eventually like, okay, fine, like kill him. I don't care because like his friends
he betrayed
him. His friends wanted to. He was like, fine. He was the one who was like, if you want to, fine. Like I don't care. Was like his vibe.
But who is the big bad daddy? Judas.
Judas,
right?
Is the big kiss on the mouth.
Yeah.
Betrayal.
Yeah. The real bad guy.
But. Wait, but then Casey, when did you fall into like how'd you get into the comedy stuff post Civil War movie?
I was cast repeatedly in like very desultory, dark parts. And I was playing a character on syndicated television who got his sister addicted to heroin so that she would overdose and he could be alone with her corpse.
Oh my God.
No.
And I was like, you know, I think I need to like do a funny video on Instagram. And just, I was like, I need a little, and like that was like number probably seven of me playing someone that was like a murderer or really bad guy. And I was like, this is not what my soul feels right doing. So I just like started doing little videos on Instagram. And then it, like my career, I started then professionally doing more comedy. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. Heaven. I had to reclaim my space and just be like, you totally. Know, I can't do this gangbang of a porn star. And, you know, it was all like bad guys. It was playing a lot of bad guys. And
wait,
but you
did a gangbang on film? In film?
Yeah. On That's Law cool. and Order. SVU.
On Law and Order? Oh my God. Mm. Was it a gay gangbang?
No, it was a straight gangbang. And the premise was like she was a porn star and I was like set up because my co-gangbanger was like, no, she wants it. And then I realized she didn't want it.
Oh, no.
You know, it was a lot of moral quandaries around stuff that there's really no moral quandaries.
Right. I need some light.
Did you get to work with Mariska at all?
I did. I'll never forget. I like sat next to her at the table read and she had this like, you know, those glass containers, like not a Ziploc, but they're made of glass. And she was just eating like ahi tuna and steamed cauliflower. And I was like, that's a star.
Wow.
That's her like, assistant brought her. And I was like, that's when you know, when someone brings you a glass container with little sesame crusted ahi tuna.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was pre those like meal services too. Like someone had to fillet that. It was glam.
It reminds me of when we were at the salad restaurant at the all-inclusive. What was that place called?
Oh God, that gorgeous. Yeah, it was that kind of ahi. Oh, I don't know, but there was a special.
When you went in with your sexy apron.
When I wore my not shirt to the, that was.
What was the vibe?
It was like a dressing gown. I don't even know what that garment was.
It was like something like you wear when you're getting your makeup done, but we sort of just ran with it.
Yeah, we just ran with it.
And then when did you and the amazing Chloe Fineman start making vids together?
I think it was like six or seven years ago. Charles Rogers and Jordan Firstman were together at the time, and they made a short with Chloe, Men Don't Whisper, hilarious project.
Mm-hmm.
Hilarious project.
When Jordan came on the pod and we revealed we hadn't seen any of his work. Yeah.
Get on it, Marvel. What was I saying? Oh, and then Charles or Jordan, I don't remember which, maybe it was both, were like, you and Chloe are like the same person in different bodies, you need to meet. And I'll never forget, she like walked across, it was like on the Culver lot or whatever, and she walked over and just said, hi. And I was like, hi. And it was like a love at first sight thing. And then she was like, at the end of that night, she was like, would you want to come over and like play around with wigs? And I was like, there's nothing I'd love more. And then we just started doing that like almost every day. Like it was like, we both so would crazy. Just be like just try different wigs on and like direct each other and just play around. And it was the first time I had had a collaboration, like I think, kind of like you two are just felt so easy. And I was like,
that's heaven.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then now I was actually just thinking that my family and I should watch Father the Bride tonight, because now you guys are doing that in a full movie that everyone's talking about. Are you so happy?
It was really so special to get to, because they gave us so much freedom when we were shooting to improvise every take and
to be yourselves. To be yourselves, actually.
Yeah, exactly. And like pitch jokes, and they were. It was like such a collaborative thing that I think is so rare with those studio things.
Well, it's such an iconic duo too. It's the Martin Short, BD Wong.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was just we had the best time, and the cast is just like a dream. And it,
and
it
you
was
had,
just
like 40 premieres.
We, yeah, there was a lot. Yeah, it was like
you guys
all
looked
over.
Unreal.
Oh,
yeah,
we both love dress up. You know, we both love yeah. a little. Yeah,
I hate dress up.
Costume.
I hate dressing up.
Do you? Love dressing up.
I hate dressing up both.
I wish my body was smaller, but I still love it.
Both in a costume sense and like a wearing nice clothes sense. I don't like it.
I just don't like. Like I was literally just looking for show outfits for the summer, and I was just like. When I go to the fanciest designer stuff, it's just like they don't even. It's just like, wish, and it's getting better, but it's like most of these brands don't even make a bigger size, and it's like, girl, I would rep your stuff so hard if you support me back.
I'm unfortunately gonna be like, I'm gonna be like literally like an Elizabeth Holmes slash Steve Jobs type that just wears like the same thing every day, but not from a but not from like a tech space of like wanting more energy to think about ideas, like just from a space of being like, I just don't connect with sartorial. Anything
like,
for some reason,
like Doug, the cartoon character Doug.
Yeah,
Elizabeth Holmes.
Yeah, wait, we were just, so it's so funny. We were just talking about
it's
Doug
so
before
crazy.
You came
we were just talking about this.
Wait,
we're
really?
About, well, we're talking about Doug as a thing,
right?
Wait, but we have a question. But and yeah, now yeah. you saying this makes me think of that episode of Doug where the episode of Doug wherein there was like a new teen pop idol who was wearing who everyone wore the same thing as whatever he was wearing. And then he started, one day he coincidentally wore Doug's kind of iconic outfit. And so everyone yes. started wearing it. And Doug was like, no, like, you guys, like, this is my outfit. Oh. And he invited everyone over to his, it was kind of this meta joke about how cartoon characters always wear the same outfit. Because he invited right. everyone over to his room and showed them his closet of all his Doug outfits. And he's like, see, you guys, I always wear this. And they were like, wow, you're too big of a fan. And then
wait, I need to revisit this Doug.
Yeah, you have to visit that old Doug.
We have to revisit Doug. Wait, by the way, Casey, are you following? So the Jimmys were last night. Do you ever follow the Jimmys?
Is that two guys?
So the
named
Jimmys,
Jimmy?
it's so up your no, it's so up your alley. So it's like the National High School Musical Theater Awards.
Oh my
and
god!
And I know about it because my brother did it when he was in high school, and so like I went to the Jimmys and like I saw all this stuff. But now it's like. So a few years ago, he just sent me this clip.
It's very in vogue, I feel like, with comedians, like, ironically be really into the Jimmys lately.
Right.
Well, it's like, everyone's like a theater kid, like, whatever. But yeah. there's the best moment from 2018, my brother just sent me. It's a girl at the Jimmys. And what show is she talking about? She's talking about, like, some old school musical, and she forgets the name of the composer. And so she says, and with a book by George Clooney.
Oh my god, I must see this video immediately.
It's so up your alley. I'm gonna send it to you. But
iconic. So, it brings
so
to mind the oh yeah, thank you. When Leslie Uggams forgets the words mm-hmm. to June is busting out all over. Have you ever seen that video?
I have not seen that one.
Oh my, it's like she's like, June is busting out all over and the fills, and she's like, just and the lady flips a jig, like she's just speaking utter gibberish, and no one
there
knows.
Was one
you're in those like old musicals, you're essentially speaking gibberish,
right?
Anyway.
I'm like, what you're saying sounds perfect,
right in
college I was in this musical, and it was the one time that like I truly like went up, knock on wood, went up on some lyrics, but I said I was supposed to say something specific, obviously. And what I said was, I went, and now we're in the show.
And now we're in the show.
And now we're in the show.
Oh, he disappeared.
Oh, no. We got to get him back.
Our guest disappeared for right now, but the show must go on.
We're going to keep it talking. Our guest will come back.
And
where'd you go,
and now
girl?
We're in the show, and I literally dropped out of the
and now
show.
We're in the
I don't
show.
Even...
And now he's back in the show.
And now I'm in the show. I was just telling Pat about The Father of the Bride, starring Diego Boneta, who's the lead of the movie we shot together. But I'm missing my girl, Astrid.
Oh, my God. Diego Boneta's mother is
beyond,
the most iconic. Like, she's just my favorite woman. I just was dancing with
like
her
that.
In Miami.
Oh.
How do you? It's just like a graciousness. Is that what she had?
It's like It's elegance. It's very, she's like very grounded, but still elegant and very generous is the main thing. And kind.
Very
and kind.
Generous. Yeah. And just like warm. And like, yeah.
A cool older person and not like, I don't want to ever be bitter or like angry. I just want to be happy.
I mean, I've always only loved women of a certain age. That's like right. all I've ever liked in the world. And I just feel like that's it. Like 54-year-old linen draped woman is like, that is my soul. And so it's like, I aspire to like that era, you know?
Well, that kind of beautifully segues into, well, you know, quickly, who are you now? And then who do you want to be?
Yeah, wait, so are you sing or part or what?
I'm sing. I've been on like a little bit of a whirlwind romance the last like,
oh my god,
week.
So okay, it's very dish early. Bitch.
Yeah, dish
it's very dish early bitch. To talk about, but I'm kind of like, he is so cute and sweet and nice.
Wait, is he New York or LA?
LA.
Can I ask?
He's, yeah.
Okay. What do you what do you do in the sack?
I'm a verse queen.
Wow,
did I say that? But,
yeah.
I love a romp in the hay. I'm bottom forward.
Yeah,
only share if you're comfortable.
I'll say that.
Yeah.
And what's your type? What's your type?
Oh, that's what you meant. You're like,
No.
Absolutely. Casey, he absolutely meant, are you a top or a bottom?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a verse bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
But my type is, it's very expansive. I don't have, it's like, I don't really date younger than me, but like.
Yeah, you can't. You're not allowed to.
No.
How old are you? Like, can I ask if you feel safe how old you are?
I'm 30.
Okay. Yeah,
I was going to say, like, because to answer who I am now, I, like, turned 30, and I was like, oh, this is who I am.
Mm.
I figured it out, I think. But no, I need someone who's funny, and I need someone who is kind.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't need someone cool or like they I just need funny and nice
really. Better not date me then, because I'm so fucking cool, dude.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking cool. Wait. I love drugs and parties.
How did you meet your whirlwind, if you feel safe saying how you met your whirlwind?
On Raya.
Wow.
So funny.
That should be a commercial for Raya. Come to Raya and meet your
whirlwind. Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Casey. Truly. When you say you turned 30 and you kind of figured out who you were, like, can you elaborate on that? Because I feel like I'm 30 and I'm still like, okay.
I decided I was going to have a big party. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to have a Nancy Myers themed party. And like, I just want sunflowers everywhere and chocolate croissants and alcohol and music. And it was like the most magical night ever. And it was, I don't know what that is. I think I just realized I like to be wearing like linen and I like to be surrounded by sunflowers and fans.
Yeah.
You dress very well.
Oh, thanks.
Where do you shop? Where do you get your shit? Where do you get your shit?
I go all over. I love eBay because you can find really weird shit, and it always
shows eBay.
It always arrives from like hand wrapped by a woman named Joanne in Ohio, and it's like bizarre, and it feels so like mom and pop.
Yeah,
I love.
If you feel safe sharing, what kind of things do you like to search for on eBay?
Sometimes I find like a particular brand that mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with. Like there's this Italian brand in the 80s that I just went on a real deep dive and ordered like a bunch of stuff.
Oh.
And I like to like find deals, you know?
Yeah.
I like to like eBay. I feel like you can find some great shit for like $30 as opposed to like $3,000.
Yeah.
And then there's a store in LA called Mohawk General Store that I love.
Is that where you took me?
Yes.
Yeah, that was cute.
Yeah.
So do you think this whirlwind is going to be Do you think this whirlwind's going to continue, or is it like kind of like just for now?
I don't know. I guess that's also that I just like working with people I know and like doing fun things. So that's like, as long as I can keep doing that, but I don't know. I hope it continues.
Yeah. No, I meant your romance.
Your romance.
Oh no, that's what. Oh. I thought you meant like my career.
Me, I was like, hey, this whirlwind you're in the middle of. You think it's like, gonna keep going?
This whirlwind's gonna last?
Me asking if I think you're. Hey, do you think your career is gonna continue to happen?
I was like, I love collaboration. That's my default. Like, no, I'm an actor, not a narcissist. I love to collaborate. That is literally my go-to. Like, how I justify to myself that I'm not a raging narcissist. I'm like, I love collaboration.
I actually hate collaboration.
It depends. Really? It depends on who I'm collaborating with.
Yeah.
I love a give and a take. Famously verse.
Wait, no. Do you think this Raya whirlwind poster relationship has legs?
I do.
Wow.
I do.
This is exciting. I can't wait to hear more off pod.
But wait, who do you want to be? What is your true dream besides just to collaborate until the second you die?
To collaborate.
To collaborate to coach George Cerveris. To collaborate.
Yes, and yeah. What was the question? I was screaming. I was too busy collaborating.
what's your dream, both sexually, relationshipally, and careerally?
Relationshipally, I really want someone I can. I think the best thing you can find in a relationship is someone you like bring to a party and can like leave and know that they'll be fine. And you don't have to like check in on them and worry that they are like doing okay. That is like essential.
Oh my God.
Oh, he keeps getting disconnected.
Yeah. Oh, well, I just saw this thing to say, so it could be something I could say. Go ahead. Casey just got disconnected one more time, but I will share that when you talk, because I was like getting ready to ask, do you want kids? And I've been having this experience around wanting kids where I've been watching the new Queer as Folk, and
I think every time I touch this AirPod that falls out, it turns this off.
Oh my God. No,
that's perfect.
They are my curse. No, but I want someone I can leave at a party and not have to talk to.
Totally.
And someone I can travel with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really, I don't know, I think I'm a simple man.
Do you want kids?
You know, I've recently been wondering. I always used to be like, I love kids.
Yeah.
Gotta have kids, gonna be a dad. And now I'm around kids and I'm like, oh, God. It's just, but I know I will in like, 10 years
maybe. Yes, I've been saying, I've been watching the new Queer as Folk, and there's one of two of the characters have twin babies, like newborns, and they're always like crying, they're always both crying, and like the characters, whichever character's taking care of them, is always like not being able to get them to stop crying, but they're never like I'm always like, you should definitely pick one of them up. I've been yelling at the TV how to take care of the twins on Queer as Folk, and it's been making me want specifically twins. I want like twin
newborns. I need a peacock login.
But yeah, if you have two twins, what I'll say is, if you have two twins and they're both crying, pick one of them up first to start, and then
I would say yeah,
that's
or
your
do
first
the
move.
This move where you hold yeah, the yeah.
I want
that. I feel like only exists on sitcoms.
Yeah, I want newborn. Yeah. I want newborn twins that are both crying, and I get to be the one who has to figure out how to make it work.
How to figure it out?
Yeah.
My mother has a fantasy that I'll have a daughter named Mia, so that she can be called Mama Mia as like her grandma name.
Oh, that's fun.
That's a cute name.
And like that. That is so cute to me that I want, like, that's like the power of manifestation. Like, I never would have thought of that, but now I'm like, I have to give my mom a granddaughter named Mia at some point.
Well, I don't know if you heard, but I recently got a lot of eggs sucked out of me, so feel free to
I saw you was at the day of that I bumped into you on the street.
It was just right after.
Right after.
Yeah, I guess you need to find then another woman to sort of stick them in.
Yeah.
To cook them.
Right.
To cook them.
Right.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there. I know, running into you on the street, that was so fake. And then the fact that you ran into Brian on the street the next week is crazy.
Insane. I couldn't believe it. It was, I love Brian.
Was he being cute?
He was so cute. Oh, God, I'm touching my AirPod. He had just... He had just finished a workout.
Oh my God.
I could tell his face was so red in the picture. I was like, is he okay?
He had just finished a workout and then was going to the fried chicken restaurant.
That's my guy.
Of Los Angeles. And I was like, wow, he is doing it all.
Yeah.
He says he can't have it all. Not Brian.
Not Brian does not say that. You will not hear those words out of Brian's mouth.
Never. But
I finally get to see him tomorrow. It's been so long.
Are you in Colorado?
I'm still in Colorado, and it's been like, I think it's a good feeling to have. Like, I've been kind of bored, which isn't something I feel like I ever am in New York.
Right.
And I'm like, it's just me and my parents. It was supposed to be the whole family, but it's just me and my parents. So now it's like,
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah.
I'm here for like another 5 days.
Wow. I've been there.
Wow.
That is so
I came
long.
For 2 weeks. Yeah.
Through Independence Day?
Flying out on the 4th. I've been sleeping. I've been going to bed at like 9:30 every night. It's crazy.
I want that. I think I'm going to get sleep.
Oh, my God.
I've been sleeping so much. Hopefully it's because I had that little illness, and now it's hopefully gone.
Yeah. You seem good.
I've been sleeping for – this is the first morning I woke up and feel like I can do something. I've been sleeping for –
oh, my God.
I've been sleeping for like literally 9 or 10 hours at night, and then – around 3 p.m. like falling asleep again for another like 3+ hours.
Oh my God.
I
once worked with an actress, and this is about back to collaboration, and she like looked so young, and I was like, how do you look so young? Assuming she'd like give me her plastic surgeon's contact info, and she was like, I like to sleep about 15 to 17 hours a night. And I was like,
shut the fuck up.
What do you, so you're actually like 26 because you've not been alive at all.
Yeah.
That's my approach so far to aging, is I just love to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. The 15 to 17 though.
I forgot to take my meds for a solid like 6 or 7 days. So my boyfriend thinks it's connected to that. But I took them yesterday. But they don't like, it's just Prozac and Wellbutrin, and there's no reason not taking them should make me so tired. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know.
Hard to say.
I don't know. Wait, you were sick. Was it?
I was sick. I was sick. Yeah, so it could just have been that little illness.
I'm having the urge. I need to go do something social soon. I've been really hermity. Well, Casey, when do you come back to New York?
Friday.
Oh!
Oh my God.
You know what? Both of you boys, I want to tell both of you boys this. I'm thinking of having an intimate cocktail party in my apartment on July 9th. I'll text you.
I'll
be there.
I have shows in San Francisco next week. I'll be in San Francisco.
That's okay, Pat, because I was thinking, because I'm going away for so long, I was like, I want to have a little thing in my apartment before I move out of that apartment and I leave for the summer. But, Pat, I'm going to see you. And I'm
Wait, you're
the
moving
country.
Out?
It's unclear what's happening. My brother might be taking hit. It is his apartment, so he might be taking.
Sure. Oh my God, are you so excited for a European summer?
I need it, darling.
You deserve it. You've earned it, babe. You've earned it, babe.
Now let me ask everyone this: we need to get into it, and we need to ask everyone. I think for a crush of the week.
Yeah, I have a crush of the week. My crush of the week is you're not gonna like this, but it's Emily Enfeld. She's someone who's huge for millennials, I feel, because she's like 32 and she was a runner for Georgetown back in like the late 2000s, like early 2010s. It was very good. Then she joined my favorite group, the Bowerman Track Club, and she made a lot of teams. She got a bronze medal at Worlds in the 10K in 2015. And then she just really struggled with injury for about like 6 years, and she had to make the hard decision to leave the Bowerman Track Club. And she is more of a 10K runner these days, and the 10K trials for Worlds were a month ago, and she was fourth by like 0.04 seconds, only top three go to Worlds, so she missed it, and she's finally healthy after years and years, and she was hoping this would be her comeback, and it was devastating, but she was entered in the 5K this past weekend, but it was kind of like she's more of a 10K runner than a 5K runner. If she didn't make the 10K team, she's probably not going to make the 5K team. 5K goes, it's 85 degree weather. It goes out for the first 2 miles so slow. They're running, all these women are capable of sub 15 5Ks. They're running about 17 minute 5K pace. All of a sudden, two girls, her former Bowerman Shot Club teammates, start taking it the last mile. She goes with them, and they run a 66, 66, 67, 65 for a 4:25 last mile. And that's faster than her mile per hour. And she made the team in the 5K. It was really special to watch.
Oh,
it was
my
really
God.
Inspiring. That even someone at 32 can come and say, hi, I'm still here. Hi, I'm from here, actually.
Right. Yeah. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah. Anytime.
I think it's really nice that Casey's listening to, because usually when Pat starts talking about running, I kind of take it as an invitation to sort of
drift away. I love numbers.
Yeah.
Coming through. And I actually, speaking of K's, was on the treadmill yesterday. And I was like, oh my God, I'm running faster than I've ever I'm like, oh my God. Like six.
That's amazing.
I was like, what is happening? And then I realized it was on K's, not miles. Oh, so I was like, not classic. Going very far or doing very well at all. But I was like, oh my God. I'm running a mile in like 6 minutes. Like, what is happening? I was running like a kilometer in 6 minutes, I think, which was not fast.
It sounds fast to me.
Yeah. That's... It felt fast.
Yeah.
It's like, and then I couldn't figure out how to change it on the treadmill, and then I really spiraled. It was great. My crush of the week, I'm going to go with the Ryan crush.
Who?
Oh my God, that's so good. Can you tell us anything about them?
No, I'm keeping that to my... gotta keep some stuff for me.
You do. A lady doesn't tell unless she's mean and tries to make a living out of it. Now, let me tell y'all. My crush, I have two. One. For the first time in my life, I brined a chicken before cooking it.
Oh.
And let me tell y'all, this chicken, it was the best chicken I've ever made in my life. It was so juicy, succulent.com. I got the recipe, obviously, from, of course, my favorite website, TikTok. Mm-hmm. Brined a chicken. I roasted her ass. It was so good. And my other crush is that I also made on TikTok a big Italian grinder sandwich for my family. And it was I love to cook when I'm up here. It's like my main activity.
Oh, amazing.
So it was really, really good. And the key is, I want to share this key. The key is chop up a bunch of iceberg lettuce. And you mix it around with some mayo, red wine, vinegar, and spices.
Okay,
and
Subway. Vegan.
Yeah.
Okay, Subway.
Okay, Subway. So those are my crushes. Is brine and
brine.
Brining is good.
It's fun.
Brine is rich.
Have you brined?
It's funny because on the Real Housewives of OC, there's one of the wives. Her husband's birth name was Ryan, but he changed his name legally to Ryan. So it's kind of like,
oh my God,
if Brian did follow that path, his name would actually be Brian.
Be Brian.
I'll bring that up when I see him tomorrow.
I have Brian. I love Ina's chicken for Jeffrey. That's what I like to roast. But yeah, Brian really changes everything. What was your other? Oh, grinder. I'm not big on sandwiches.
Oh, I love sandwiches. Sandwiches are my favorite food on God's green marble.
I think I just like beat it out of myself at a young age to not love, because I feel like straight guys in particular can like eat a sandwich every day and never gain an ounce. And I'm like, that's what I'm most jealous of. That's straight privilege to me.
No, you have to eat sandwiches. They're what makes the world go round.
They're so pure. A sandwich is so awesome.
What's so crazy about the sandwiches is there's so many different ways you can go with that, is that you never get tired of it.
I should get back into the sandwich. I think that's going to be that. That's who I want to become.
Summer.
I
want to
be sandwich boy.
That's what you're going to. Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
It's quite liberating to order a sandwich. After it's like, I'm going to eat
maybe
two pieces of bread.
Get
over it.
I'm going to get a DoorDash sandwich delivered.
I wake up every day of my life knowing at some point today I'm going to eat a sandwich and it's going to be great.
See, that sounds like liberation. You've achieved a mastery of life that I aspire to.
Yeah.
God. And Chip. I'm going to do it.
And then when Chip's under the chat, honey.
Oh.
Honey.
You do the put a chip in the sandwich.
Of course.
Take a bite.
It's a texture thing. It's a texture thing, girl.
That is fucked up.
You know what I just ate that was so good, actually, is I made one of the best foods on earth, which is runny eggs on toast. Just like...
Ugh.
A yolk, sopping up the yolk. That's my absolute
jam. Do you ever fuck with a runny egg in white rice? It's crazy.
Never.
That is. Oh, you cook a like 5.5 minute egg. And then you crack that bad boy in just some white rice and a little soy sauce. And, oh.
Little chili oil?
Little chili oil.
Now, let me ask y'all this. Do y'all feel hot today?
I feel hot only because I don't feel hot today, but I also do. I'm like, in terms of like lowering the bar a little bit, this is the first day I've woken up feeling like I have access to my brain and I have access to my facilities because I keep waking up feeling so foggy, groggy. So in that sense, I feel alive, though I don't feel hot.
That's good.
Yeah. What about you guys?
That's good. I don't feel hot because I'm wearing this stupid hat and
I love the hat.
Dress shirt. I have been feeling hot this morning. Not yet, but I think it will happen after I get my hot sandwich.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. I think
What are you doing today? What are you doing the rest of the day?
Me, I'm just like packing and getting ready for New York. Yeah.
So fun.
Yeah.
Where were you in Chelsea? Was she texting me a pic of y'all?
Oh, Chelsea and I were eating beautiful little shrimp shumai at Pine and Crane yesterday.
We have a
mutual good friend. And he's newly loved. And so we were like all hanging out. It was cute.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. He's newly loved. I love her.
Newly loved.
We sent you a selfie, right? You were working out.
I've been, you know, in terms of feeling hot, like I don't know if hot's the word, but I have been working out every day, which is good for me.
Isn't it?
I'm trying to get strong. I really want like to feel like, so I'm doing like weightlifting and then getting my 10K steps in. So it feels pretty good.
That's great.
I feel like, you know, what I'll do sometimes is like I won't like wear makeup or dress up or do my hair for like 2 weeks. And then like I'm so excited to go back to New York and like put on an amazing outfit because I've been wearing like the same shit every day.
I feel
pretty hot.
New York's the best place to wear an outfit.
It's on just Earth. The best
it's
place
like
ever.
Why I love to be in New York, a big portion of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can just, like, go... You can have nothing going on. You can not know anyone and still feel like you're like, having a great day.
Do you remember in, like, the early 2010s when, like, street style was a thing? Like, it was always... Like, the sartorialist was, like, taking pictures of people wearing cool scarves. So it was, like, my dream. And I literally, like, planned a trip to New York just praying that would happen in the next week.
I follow a great Insta account called... I think it's called... No, I think it's called Watching New York, where they post really
Casey,
good
outfits. Casey, are you a house-sized person?
Huge. I've been watching Ultimate Girls.
I haven't started. I just watched. But but what you just said reminded me of like season. It was I think season 3 New York. Kelly Bensimone was like, "I'm actually gonna go out to the street and take pictures of what people are actually wearing on the street and talk to them about what they're wearing on the street." And it was like that was so 2010. That was like what everyone like thought was like literally
it
groundbreaking.
It was the zenith.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really was the pinnacle. That's probably where I like got that idea. I love the Housewives.
Yeah, same.
I like am dying to go to Park City and just like go to Beauty Lab and Laser and go to like anywhere that serves Vita Tequila. I'm like, sign me up. I love.
Oh my God.
I thought you were doing a Park City
Wait,
trip.
This was like, so I was the most recent episode of Atlanta was like, made me laugh so hard because this isn't like a big plotty spoiler, but like they went to Drew's like they're even though they're all fighting with each other, they the one unified front they could all present and all agree on is that Drew's business is like not real, and so they all went. So Drew was like an attempt to prove that her business was real, which is called Drop It with Drew, which is like a kind of vague weight loss company. They all went to a Drop It with Drew event and they all got there and immediately it was like a million professionals in a row being like, this isn't real, like this facility isn't real, like nothing, none of this is real. And they also like give her shit because like she got a mommy makeover, like she got like lipo and stuff, so they're like, why are you having a weight loss company?
Right.
What's a mommy my favorite, makeover?
It's like when like a plastic surgeon like gives you a package because you I don't know, but it's in the housewife space. Like they're all getting mommy makeovers.
I think I'm not that I'm not a mom, but
well,
I
you did your ads.
One.
You can have a mommy makeover.
You deserve it.
And they were doing these like, you know, workouts, and like Drew was obviously doing it. They were all in a class, and then they cut to Sheree in a confessional, and she was like, between Drew's like botched mommy makeover and the way she's doing these exercises, it's no surprise that she still looks like a busted can of biscuits. Which is like so mean. Like, they were just all going and they were all like fighting with each other, but then they would all like agree that like her business.
They'd all agree she looks like a busted can of biscuits.
It was like so mean, but so it was just
I feel like that's a classic like housewife. Like business, like Teddy Mellencamp also had that, like, Lose It with Kelly or whatever, where you just like text her pictures of the soup you eat.
And
she yells at you.
And she yells at you. She's like, put down the oatmeal, pig. It's like,
you know, she's in a big fight with Vicky Gunvalson right now online.
Is she?
Yeah.
What's the beef?
I don't know. I think it's so. I haven't been watching Ultimate Girls Trip yet, but I think it's connected with that in some way. But
Vicky seems angry on Ultimate Girls Trip. It is.
I'm
whoa.
Well, that's Ultimate Girls Trip.
It's like All Stars.
It's like All Star. Okay. It's like six ex-housewives like go to a house in the Berkshire. It's funny because the first edition they like went to this like beautiful beachfront resort in like Turks and Caicos, and then the second one they go to Dorinda's beautiful Bluestone Manor, but in like the Berkshires.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I saw her at the grocery store in the Berkshires.
You did? Yeah, she loves.
Yeah, she was wearing a purple fleece and bike shorts. She was giving very Princess Diana.
Yeah, she likes.
She does give Princess Diana. I love her so much. Yeah. I'm so glad she's back in the family.
In the mix.
In the mix.
All right. Well, are you guys mad at me? Are you guys mad at me?
I'm not mad at you at all.
Well, okay. I'm pissed. No, I'm not. I've never been mad a day in my life.
Too busy collaborating and loving. Pat, are you mad at me because I canceled our episode a few days ago? Because I had a
meltdown. Are you mad at me because I canceled our episode yesterday?
No, because I owed you one.
I know, and that's why it's great.
How many times?
Now, Casey,
I'm mad. I'll tell you what. I'm mad. I'm mad at both of you. No, I'm not. I'm not. Well, I'm pissed off.
Why are you mad?
I'm mad. Well, don't get me started on my madness.
I won't.
Yeah. Okay. Good. good.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Don't want to go there.
Now, what was I going to say? Oh, well, I want to encourage everyone to go watch your new movie, Father of the Bride.
Yeah.
I saw it's like the best grossing. What's the phrase? The best grossing HBO Max. That's so
it's
amazing.
The most watched streaming only premiere ever on HBO Max. Like,
that's so,
so
sick.
Yeah, the most streamed premiere ever on HBO Max.
That's incredible.
That's unreal.
It's very special. Yeah, it's like. I think, again, like we were saying, I was part of so many stories that were so, like, dark that to be able to, like, be in just a movie that's about just, like, joy and lightness and family just feels very special and nice at this moment.
Yeah.
So. The Ridge is literally, like, maybe my favorite movie of all time, so I can't wait to watch
it. The Spencer Tracy one?
Elizabeth. No, sorry.
I was like, wow. Okay. Turner classic movie.
So crazy.
I was like, okay, yeah.
Of course, Steve Martin.
Oh, the Steve Martin is just the best.
Beyond.
Nancy
the
Myers.
Hot dog scene. Never forget.
And Charles Shire.
Yes,
yeah.
The Queen.
The Queen.
I haven't
the
seen
queen.
That in so long.
And
so, yeah, so good.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Does anyone else have any, like, words of wisdom before we go or what?
No, but just buy tickets to our Dublin show. Is my main
That's
my main word of wisdom.
Yeah, Dublin.
Don't be scared to go to Ireland for us.
I think, yeah, go to Europe. Buy the
have
top.
Have fun, everyone.
Live it
by
up.
Buy the top.
Not sexually.
Buy the top, y'all. That's our parting word.
Girls, buy it.
Buy the top, girls. Thanks for joining us. Casey Thomas Brown, XOXO. That's the episode.
If you're boring as fuck, see